Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now, your award-winning host, Jessica R. Bunavach.
Yay! Thank you, Max. Hello, Polished Woman. Happy Monday. Happy Polished Woman Day. We are live. Our first live show for year 2021. So that's why I'm giving you we are going to talk about a very, very special topic that everyone needs. We all need this. We all need peace for year 2021. Our 2020 was very chaotic, and there was so much stuff that happened to all of us. So that's why now is the time to seek peace. And I have two special guests. And of course, one of them is a pastor, and oh my gosh, I just love her, and I've been going to her live Facebook every Sunday. So for our word for today, let my helpers find me. It is a prayer that asks that God to make you a magnet for blessing through other people. It is a prayer that takes off pressure and invites in ease. It's from Luvi Ayaji Jones. Okay, so how do I say this? Oftentimes, as women, we are trust into a caregiver role. We're expected to be understanding, right? I feel like us women, we feel like we're caregivers. We're expected to be understanding and nurturing and compassion and giving. But one of the problems with this is that when you are so used to being, you know, the one giving, that it can be difficult for us to receive. We may be skeptical that help is even available because of how reliant others are on us, that we may be unsure how to ask or who to ask. And this can lead to us not reaching out for advice or reaching out for the wrong people. This is why it is important to not only to try and build a support system, but also to recognize the signs of help when it's being offered. I'm so glad I have you, Max.
So glad I have you, Jess.
Right? Because it's just really hard to accept that, to find that person that you really trust and you can cry. You know, it's hard. And especially, like, I feel like you and I, we've been, you know, the one really helping people. So it's hard to have, like, the pastors need a pastor that they can cry to, right?
Let me tell you, Jess, I know you have a story, too, that you want to share, but I totally agree with that. And I think what's beautiful about having someone that is your go-to, you know, that late in the midnight hour, when you're crying and when you're going through your thing, you can pick up the phone and be like, I need you, and have no shame, no guilt. You know, that's the beauty of friendship, to have a beautiful friendship like we have, Jess, where there is no shame. There's no guilt. We can share everything because we know that we are just walking each other home.
Yeah, that's so true. But it's hard, no? I mean, I'm so glad I have you. It's so hard to find that person.
You know, it's hard. It's hard because of patterns and pathologies. It's hard because, you know, we've been betrayed by friends. We've been lied to by friends. So who do we trust? You know, and that's where I think prayer really comes in. When someone comes into your life, and not only do they pray with you, they stay with you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad. Actually, I've learned how to pray and really.
You look beautiful, by the way, Jess.
Oh my God. Really?
After COVID? I have to tell you. Yes, you know, for those who are tuning in, Jess has been on hiatus. I'm Max Tucci. I'm the executive producer here at The Polished Woman. But Jess had COVID, and she had to take extended time off from the holidays. Yeah. So today is officially your new year, Jess, and The Polished Woman.
Yeah, and I just had my birthday, so it's literally my new year. This is my new year. Okay, so I'm so excited. Max, can I just tell you about this story? Because it's actually connected to our, you know, to our what do you call this? Our topic.
Our show topic. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to read this. Okay. Recently, a friend of mine told me a joke about a devout Christian woman who was trapped in her house during a flood. As the water began to rise, a man came by in a boat and offered the woman help. She sent him away, telling him, "The Lord will provide." Okay. The water continued to rise, and the woman had to go upstairs in her home to try and stay dry. When she got there, someone else showed up in a boat and offered her help. She sent them away, telling them, "No, the Lord will provide." Finally, the water rose so high that she had no choice but to climb up to the roof, and eventually she was neck deep in water. At this point, a third person arrived in the boat and offered her help. She sent them away, telling them, "The Lord will provide." A few minutes later, she ended up drowning. When she died, she was incredibly angry and demanded to see God. Before he could say a word, she began to complain about dying, arguing that she'd been a devout Christian her whole life, going to church, helping the poor, and treating others with kindness. And she demanded to know why God hadn't been there to save her from the flood. When she finished, God looked at her and said, "I sent three boats. What more did you want?" My take on this is sometimes we are too preoccupied with other, you know, helping other people with our worries, with our anxieties, with our chores, and our sometimes our worldly desires, with our goals, and that we miss that one thing that God was trying to tell us so that we won't fall into the trap of pain and trials, right? We miss sometimes this story because sometimes we really do miss it.
Well, you know, I think we go back to the top of the story also, where you just said, you know, friends. Sometimes God will send three friends and we don't want those people in our lives because we don't want them to hear us.
You know,
there's so many ways that we can look at that passage and that message and say, what has God sent me that I have turned away from? Who has God sent me that I have turned away from? Why did God send me this is what we ask then after. You know, but questions are beautiful. And I know today's show, you're going to have many. So I really look forward. You know, I love Pastor Lynn. She's from the People's Hope Global Ministry. Every Sunday, if you go to the People's Hope on Instagram and you follow her on Facebook, every Sunday we go to church and, you know, we're going to do that today. But Jess, I really want you to have a great show. You look beautiful. You're radiating. And you know, is exactly where you're supposed to be. So have a wonderful show. I'm going back to the control room. I love you and have a great show.
I love you. Thank you so much. Today, I am joined by two amazing women, Pastor Lynette Horton of the People's Hope Global Ministries and the founder and CEO of Pneuma Dwelling Place Ministries. And CEO of Pneuma Dwelling Place Ministries, Taka Fields Moore. These two ladies are already well acquainted as Pastor Lynette is currently counseling Taka, and today they are going to give us some insight into how this type of relationship works and maybe helpful to you if you're not feeling at peace in this situation of your life. Welcome, Pastor Lynette. I want to start with you. Hi. Can you hear me? Hey, Pastor Lynette.
Yes. Good to see you.
Welcome to Polish Woman Show. And thank you so much for accommodating us. We need you. We need this. We need God. You know, we need this in our world right now.
we need each other. And you are even more beautiful in video. God bless you.
Good to see you. Pastor Lynette, I want to start with you. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it can be difficult sometimes for women to seek help. And some may even feel that they don't deserve it, you know, or even like they don't deserve or aren't heard by God. What is one thing that you say to a woman in that position?
I will always start with John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
Everybody inclusive, God so loved all his people. And I would want her to understand before you can deal with anything, I want you to embrace the fact that first God loves you. Mm-hmm. And he loves you so much that he brings us all together to support each other, to love one another, to speak into one another, to speak with one another, to speak regarding one another to help heal. So that's, I would start with love. It's got to be about love.
It's love, right? Have to have that love and knowing that someone gave you that special love, right?
Absolutely.
But how if, Pastor Lynette, how if they don't have any, faith?
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I think that love goes beyond our faith, just like God does, because sometimes we think that God's love is based on what we believe or how we've been trained. And then love is an action verb. It's a verb. It's shown. And if there is a woman who has no faith, I would want to at least give her enough hope to understand that even in this right now moment, God's love is so great that he would have us together. However God shows up, he would have us together to speak life into one another. And I would say that we have the right to break out of whatever box of disappointment and sadness and frustration. But I say this all the time, the only way that we can really get to from one point to another is to do it together. And no man stands alone.
That's so true.
And I really, really, one of the things that Jesus said that was so monumental for me, and I wrote it down all the time. Jesus said, feed my sheep, not love them, simply feed them. And what would I feed them? I would feed them with love.
Oh, I'm so happy that we're talking about this. I've been wanting to talk about, my faith for I always insert it here and there, but this is actually, right, Max, the first time that I've really, talked about it, because I feel like it's about time. It's about time that people, a lot of people who actually went through stuff like the last year have been really, really going through, going to God now and really, getting them, getting God inside into their home, their hearts.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor Lynette, I want to ask you about your second name.
Yes.
I'm like, what is, it's so beautiful that the translation is so beautiful, because when you go to her Facebook, ladies and her Instagram, you'll see it's so amazing. Why did you choose that word? That name.
That name was actually chosen for me. I'd gone through an incredible process of study. I studied in a school called Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development. And I had gone through 4 years of preparation for this very moment. Mm-hmm. And while I was going through, once I'd gotten to the place of graduation, then my teacher, Yanla Van Zandt, then sought in the spirit realm for a name that would personify who I had become. And so the name actually means God has given me a powerful gift or a powerful blessing.
How do you pronounce it? Can you tell them?
Yes, it's actually pronounced Nkechiaza. In some translations, the N is silent. I like to say it. I have it on my glasses. I put it on my shirts. I put it on my clothes, because I do believe that God has given me a powerful gift and a powerful blessing. So it's pronounced Nkechiaza. I have a lot of names.
What is that? And what is your gift? What's the gift that God gave you?
I believe that the gift that God has given me is love. I do believe that God has given me a speaking gift. I can speak on any level with any person in any setting. I do believe that. The gift that God has given me is acceptance and gratitude. I teach gratitude. I speak gratitude. I live gratitude. I live love. And I really believe that the gift that God has given me is to preach a message of love and hope across the world to all people. And this is the thing that I love about this, Jess, is that when God called me into this great gospel, he did not call me to only speak to a certain kind of people, a certain number of people. Yeah. It was to speak a message of love and hope to all people. And that is what I do believe that God has given me as a gift, a message of love and hope.
That's amazing. Now, speaking of helping and giving love to someone, I want to call Taka, right? Taka, yes. Moore. Taka, let's come here. Come in, Taka. She's one of, Taka is one of, you know, beautiful, loving ladies that Pastor Lynette have been helping emotionally through her, you know, and she will tell us her story, what she's going through right now. Hey, Taka.
Hi.
How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, I want to ask you this one first before you tell us your story. I want to ask you, have you hesitated to reach out to Pastor Lynette or to other, you know, just like other women? Or you were, because you had Pastor Lynette, it was easy for you?
I thank you. First, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you to my godmother
for being here.
And it's a pleasure to be here. I did not find myself hesitating. Pastor Lynette has been a part of my life for quite some time, over 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
She's been a part of my life for quite some time. And so reaching out to her was not difficult. You know, just being able to have her as a part of my support system, it was beneficial. It was helpful. She gave me some different perspectives to consider. She told me some hard truths. You know, it was a pleasure having her as it has been a pleasure having her as a part of my support system.
Thank you for sharing that. And it's hard to accept sometimes, right? The hard truth. It's hard to accept. So I know that a lot of couples have had the situation that you're in right now because of the whole COVID. It's either they became solid, their marriage became solid, or their marriage became, you know, it just fell apart. And one of your, you know, one thing that happened to you is your marriage didn't, you know, your marriage fell apart a little bit. And do you want to share like how, you know, how your faith and Pastor Lynette, or how you found peace in the midst of all of these things that happened to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened is the relationship began to diminish. This is sometimes it's kind of what happens. Under a lot of stress. And I had a conversation with him recently just to let him know, you know, I'm a woman of ministry, so this is a part of my testimony, just so you know. But I was able to reach out to several members of my support structure, including Pastor Lynn, and get some focus, some perspective. A lot of times when you're going through a storm, you only see the part that you're involved in. It's hard to kind of step out of the forest or out of the storm and see the big picture. So it's always, you know, good to have somebody who can say to you, this is the big picture. This is the part of what's happening. I am going through a divorce. It wasn't what I wanted, but it's what is happening. In the middle of that kind of a storm, it forces you to rely on the faith that's on the inside. It's not the kind of storm you go through and you have to search for your faith at the same time you're going through that storm. You kind of want to already have a good handle on where your faith is by then. But if you don't have a handle on where your faith is, don't worry. That storm will get you right to where you need to go. That storm will toss you right into the direction that you need to be in. Yeah. So one of the things that was beneficial for me was that I was able to look at the situation and take a lesson out of the situation, figure out what the lesson was, figure out what it was that I needed to learn. And I say this, the first question, okay, and granted, it takes two of us to be in this kind of a situation, But my first question is, how did I end up here? What is it that I did or didn't do that got me here? Mm-hmm. And when you start focusing on the inside and you start looking on the inside and you start getting down into the weeds on the inside, you start realizing that there's some things that you might be seeing externally, but they really are a reflection of what's kind of happening on the inside of you. So I'll give an example. I could be acquainted or in relationship with somebody who didn't maybe keep promises all the time. And that was able to happen because at various points in my own life, I didn't keep promises to myself.
Yeah.
And so here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Right. That's one of the commands. That's the greatest command is love God, right? Mm-hmm. With all your heart, your mind, your soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the second command is likened to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, what oftentimes we miss is that the guideline is that we're supposed to love ourselves and that we're supposed to measure how well we're doing at loving our neighbor by how well we're loving ourselves.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not loving myself, then I cannot love my neighbor.
Yeah. Pastor Lynette, can I ask you, you know, can you briefly explain this for people, you know, I want to have everyone and not just people with faith and not with, you know, the people without faith. How is this different from something like therapy, which people may be more familiar with?
Well, I have a technique or let your pain pay you. Now, let me give you. May I give you an example?
Yes. I want to hear this.
So when I was in the, I served 7 years active duty in the Air Force, and Tanka as well served in the Air Force. But I served 7 years in the Air Force. While I was serving, I had an MST or a military sexual trauma.
Oh,
so
what does that mean?
I was sexually assaulted while serving during the military.
Oh.
And I thought that I was going to lose my mind. And every level of hurt, I believe I felt. Disappointment, okay. The shame, the torture, the fear of what people thought. Every level that I could remember. But here's the thing. I became so brokenhearted and despondent, I became a mutilator. I never expected such thing over my life. And I became very, very suicidal because I couldn't understand why would this thing happen. However,
so you went through that as well.
I went through it.
Yeah.
I believe in order to really teach it or help people heal it, you have to endure it.
But were you already a believer during that time?
I was a believer, and just that's what made it difficult because I couldn't understand why would this happen to me.
Okay,
I'd been such a good girl. I did what was right as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But if I fast forward, then I had to let my pain pay me. Now, I did have to go through many years of really trying to grasp hold to my own self. I went through therapy. I went through different meditative states. I went through radical acceptance. I went through mindfulness, but I had to get there. At first, I couldn't take a hug. I didn't want anyone near me. I was totally devastated. But when I realized it, I knew that I had to heal myself. I knew that. I knew I had to set myself in position so that this thing would not happen to someone else if they were under the sound of my voice or my tutelage or someone. If someone had gone through it, then let me get every possible level of healing so that I could support them. And so now I have the wonderful privilege, and this almost makes me cry. I was contacted by a military base overseas. They're flying me in so that I'll have the privilege of now teaching supportive therapy in how to recover from military sexual trauma, which is in the news now. It's in legislature because it's been covered, and I get the privilege of letting that pain now pay me. So it caused me to study harder. study more, study stronger, longer. It caused me to be mindful of things, to move myself forward. It caused me not to re-traumatize myself, not to re-trigger myself. And then when I feel triggered, it taught me what to do. And so now I can teach it. I can teach on every level of how not to allow a situation to come and steal your joy. But it's through love, because I had to love myself. I had two little children. I have two little. They're grown men now. Yeah. My oldest son is 33.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have survived it had I not loved myself and loved them enough. And just, I tell you, I was sitting there in my bedroom with my gun in my mouth. And I said, God, you come right now, or I will put my brains all over this wall. And this is why I know that he loves me. Because just as I said that with
what made you stop? What made you stop?
You know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just as I said that, my son, who at the time had just started to walk, he stumbled in the room and he reached for me to pick him up. Because I said, you need to hurry now. And he put his arms up and I had to put the gun down to pick him up. And that was my saving grace. I knew that that was him being on time, sending my son in. And I never, ever picked another gun up for that purpose.
Max, remember we talked about this a while ago? She saw what God sent her.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. The story that I said of this a while ago in the beginning, you saw it. Some people don't see that.
The three boats.
three boats. Some people, you've seen it. And, you know, Pastor, just Pastor and Taka, just to share with you guys, I've shared this on my show. And I actually shared my molestation here on the show. I was sexually abused, and I was sexually abused, and I was 13 years old. I totally forgot about it. You know, I blocked it off and didn't really, you know, and I did not, all the pains that I had, I didn't talk about it. When I lost my mom, I was so young. I just didn't talk about it, blocked it off. And eventually when I grew older, I was, how old was I, Max? I was like 49, 48 or something, right?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
I just broke down and just realized, oh my gosh, I went through so much. And now I'm helping women. And you know, that's, you're right with what you've said, Pastor, that you have to go through it.
Yeah.
Through all that pain, and really, you know, and I went through the same thing that you did. I did meditation, I prayed, but that was the time I started praying to God every morning and nighttime, and really devoting myself to God and now to helping, you know, women. It's amazing, like, how it can change you. I mean, Taka, how are you coping up with this whole thing that you're going through? I mean, you know, because marriage for me, I'm very pro-marriage, and Max knows that. I fight till, you know, when I advise someone, I let them fight till the end. I mean, you know, because it's a precious thing to be married to someone, and I feel like God gives us that partner, you know, for us. How did you know that, okay, it's already, like, I, you know, this is a sign already that I have to stop and not work on it?
Sometimes you find yourself in a place where you have to make some hard decisions. And mm-hmm. The path I chose was to pray, mm-hmm. Spend some time reading and studying the Word of God, and to get really still and quiet. I have to confess that this is not my first time in this particular spot. Mm-hmm. And so because it's not my first time in this spot, I had to ask, how did I wind up here again? Because the common denominator in both situations is me. And so I had to kind of look at, and that doesn't mean that either individual gets a pass for whatever reason, but if I really want to get to the bottom of how I can't keep ending up in this particular cycle, then I've got to look at what is the common denominator here. And
I love that you're admitting it, though, Because I love that you're admitting it. I love that you know.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of women who won't. And they're always going to say, no, I'm just unlucky. I'm just this and that. I just choose the wrong person. But you know what? I'm so glad that you're looking into it, admitting it, and trying to cure it and find an answer for it. Yeah.
And so just in my quiet time and my meditation, mm-hmm. and my asking God, my initial prayer was, God, show me me.
Show me myself.
I don't like how this is happening. I don't like what's going on. And I could sure find fingers to point and make blame, and I could do all of those things. But I really sincerely want to understand how I ended up here. So let's talk about me. Show me in this. Show me where I need to grow. Show me where I need to handle and deal with some areas in my life. Just show me me. And I spent about 6 months. Mm-hmm. About 6 months just being still and being quiet. Wow. And I spent some time in mindful meditation, but I had to get quiet and get still. And I had to dig through some of those hard things, some of those behavioral things that we find that are in our lives, that maybe they are habits or practices that we picked up from how we were raised or how we grew up, how we were socialized. So maybe some belief systems that we picked up that haven't served us very well. And so I had to spend that time allowing that sifting to happen, kind of like on a threshing floor. You know, there's a sifting that happens on the mm-hmm. threshing floor. But I had to make the decision that I was going to be pliable. I was going to be nimble. I was going to be flexible. I was going to allow myself to surrender to this process and the processor, right? Because I can't just submit to the process. I got to understand that God is the orchestrator of my life and he orders my steps. And if God orders my steps and is the orchestrator of my life, while I'm not prepared to blame him for this, I am prepared to say, okay, God, there must be something that I need to get out of this that I missed the first time. I need to get this because I don't intend to be in this spot again.
Yeah.
So I need to get this message. I need to get this lesson. And I spent about 6 months studying the word, praying, and Just listening.
Yeah, just really accepting it as well, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, Pastor Lynette, this is a very, very good question that I want, that I've been wanting to ask. What is the difference between meditation and prayer? Like, how do you, like, for example, let's clarify this one, because a lot of people, when they say meditation, it's like this, you know, it's like the whole, you just keep quiet and stuff. What is this? Like a prayer and meditation? What's the difference?
I think they're complex and simple at the same time. Prayer, you want to, you're speaking, you're asking, mm-hmm. you're repeating. Mm-hmm. Meditation, you're listening. I want to hear, I want to experience.
I love that.
I want to make myself available. I want to wake up. And it's so important, especially now that we are awakened by the higher self, the God self, that says, go and spend some time just listening. And sometimes my meditation is simply listening.
Keeping still and quiet. How do we listen? I mean, what do you like while you listen? People who doesn't know, like we all know about the Word of God, we can always. People who doesn't who doesn't know, you know, like or cannot memorize verses and stuff. Like, how do you listen? What kind of, you know, signs or
Well, let me share with you my morning process
because that's good.
A little clarity. I'm awake every morning at 5 a.m. And that has been my time to get up for now 25 years.
That's fine for me to wake up at 5 a.m. That's good. Okay.
And at 5 a.m., my soul is ready to get up. My body is ready to get up. Mm-hmm. And I get up with gratitude. Oh, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. I'm going to face the world again. And so I have a most beautiful sacred prayer room. I go in there. I go into my prayer room. I get on my knees. And I invite the white light of the Holy Spirit to come in again. Every day, come in again. And wow. And then I give me clear understanding. Because I teach a class at 6 a.m. So I really have to be very, very clear mm-hmm. every morning. So I invite just teach me, speak to me, let me listen, help me listen. Mm-hmm. And then I make sure that anything that I no longer need, that I cut it off. I don't need, if I had a strange dream, I don't need it. If it's not going to serve me or the people wow. that I serve, I cut it off. So even if it's something from my past, because sometimes during my prayers, meditative time, I start to remember things from my past. If it doesn't serve me, I cut it off. Wow. If something happened in my ancestry, something that I may not even be aware of, I cut it off during that time. And then okay. I want to bless my
How do you cut it off, Pastor?
I cut and I say it.
I
speak it. I cut everything.
Yeah, for those who don't know how to do it, you speak it loud.
I speak it aloud.
Okay.
I speak it aloud. What no longer serves me, I cut away from me, cut from my mind, I cut from my experience, I release it. Sometimes you have to release things in love. I release in love. Do you know, after having dealt with such an incredible assault, you know, it cost my marriage. I was divorced after that. And I didn't go back into that relationship, but the anger that came with it, that kept trying to come up every now and then, I had to release it. I cut and released the anger from me. I have a charge to keep. I have a responsibility to make an impact on the world, mm-hmm. make an impact on women, make an impact on my family. So I cannot afford to hold on to what I no longer need. And so it's conscious. And then, of course, I go again into gratitude. It's very, very important. So it's that's my ritual.
Yeah.
And yes, that's my ritual.
Wow. I hope, ladies, you can. Yeah, this is so beautiful. Yeah. What was that? Okay. How about you, Taka? Do you have a ritual? And then can you also, because we all, oh my gosh, we're like almost done. Okay. Taka, do you have a ritual as well?
In the mornings, I when my feet hit the floor, before I stand up, I spend a few moments just thanking God for the fact that the bottom of my feet can feel the carpet.
Yes.
Because it could be so very different. And I spend a few moments just thanking God for whatever it is that I can feel in that moment. I can stretch. I can feel the stretch in my back. I can feel my feet on the floor. I can stretch my arms up. I can turn my head. Every now and then I might have a little crook, but I can turn my head. I can, and I just spend a few moments thanking Him. And then once I stand up, then I began to go through some affirmations. I have a prayer board in my room, in my bedroom, and it has prayers, various prayers for various people. And I often am praying for those individuals, sometimes throughout the night, sometimes throughout the day, just randomly praying for those individuals. But there's a part of the board that's dedicated to just affirmations. And so I go down my daily affirmations and I make sure that I say my affirmations.
What are those affirmations? Some of them, what are those? Yeah.
I am worth the investment of time. I am inhaling confidence and exhaling doubt. I have what it takes to be successful. I am disciplined. I have self-discipline. I have self-determination. I am worth it.
Worth it. Yeah.
Yes. What are your, Pastor Lynn, what are your, some of your affirmations?
I am beautiful. I am an impact on the world. Yes. I am an empath. I feel you. I see you. I see myself. Mm-hmm. I look through myself. I am great. Yes. I am brilliant. I love saying things like that because I now know I'm brilliant and I feel brilliant and I am grateful.
I love it. I love this. Okay, we only have a few minutes. Okay, let's go to the topic. How do we really, okay, I want to start with you, Taka, and then I want to end it with Pastor Lynette. Mm-hmm. How do we find peace during chaos, during your pain, during trials, even anxiety, during life, just the life, you know, how do you find peace?
Well, Jesus left us with a really good example. They use that word, but there's a story in the book of Mark in chapter 4 where Jesus and the disciples are in a ship and there's a storm that comes mm-hmm. while they're in the ship, and Jesus is in the ship and he's asleep. Mm-hmm. He's busy being peace. Mm-hmm. And so he's asleep, and the disciples, they get so afraid and they become just fearful. And they wake him up and they say to him, do you care that we're getting ready to die? Like, do you care at all?
Yeah.
And Jesus says to them, he stands up and he says to the storm, peace, be still. And the wind calms down and the waves calm down. And he looks at them and he says, don't you have faith? You know? And so when I pull from that example that he left us with, I have a responsibility to be peace. Mm-hmm. And if I am not in peace and being peace, then I'm out of alignment with the example that I have. Okay. And so now I have a responsibility to find my way back into that peace. If it means I have to sift through the noise, then so be it. If it means I have to get still and get quiet, then so be it. If I've got to study my word, my Bible, then so be it. Whatever I need to do to get to that spot where that peace is there, mm-hmm. then I can find myself back in alignment with the example that I have. And that is to be peace. My responsibility is to be peace.
Thank you, Taka. How about you, Pastor Lynn?
You know, I sing. I sing. I have a song for every situation. If it comes up, I'm going to sing it. And during the absolute worst time of my life, there was a song that used to come on the radio every day at 4:45 when I was driving home. And the song says, bring back the joy I once knew. Restore the faith that I had in you. And I will forever be true. And that was the truth. I promised if you bring back my joy, restore my joy, I will forever be true. Now, I want you to understand that when times, I have funky days too.
Yeah.
I think all of us have. And in those days, I have to remember that all things work together for good. They're all going to come together, even in this pandemic. And this is why my messages, and those of you, I would really invite everyone to come on Sundays at my 1 o'clock service.
Yes.
Eastern.
Eastern.
But
okay.
My messages are always to speak a word of hope to people. Sometimes I need to speak that word of hope to myself. Sometimes I need to remind myself to remember, to bring myself back into alignment. Remember that I have a right to be great. I have a right to make impact. I have a right to be healed and well. And so during those times, I remind myself mm-hmm. to bring back the joy. I remind myself I am so loved and so adored. I remind myself. And so I keep remembering, Jess, I was born for this. I was born for this. And those things that happened, mm-hmm. they had to in order for me to become who I am. I would have never become this woman had my life taken the turn that I thought was best for me. I stay in gratitude.
Gratitude and love. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanna share with you, Pastor Lynn and Taka, this amazing verse that I actually just read this a few days ago, Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows; they set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on this heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On the wicked, he will rain. Fiery coals and burning sulfur, a scorching wind with all, will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. For me, it spoke to me that, oh my gosh, we are so worried about everything. This is when during King David was just so at peace, and everyone around him were like, no, how can you be so at peace? Oh, you know what I mean? Like, they're so worried. They're so, you know, they're just in fear and everything. And he was just, you know what? God is going to provide. We are righteous. Be still. He will be there. Just as like, yeah, be still and know, right? It's just so easy. Yeah, it's so easy to think, this is my for the day. It's easy to think that God isn't listening to us or answering us. But we have to remember that the answer we want may not be the answer we need. Look for your helps, look for boats, and together the pieces of your life. And I have learned this from our show for today, Pastor Lynn. What is the first one? Rebuke, right? Rebuke everything. After rebuking, affirmation. Affirmation, I am this, I am that, like what Taka and Pastor Lynn. And then you know what? Be grateful. Be grateful with whatever you have. Be grateful for the day. And then, you know, inherit, what they call not inherit, but affirm that love and keep it, you know, bring it to yourself. And then you can share that love to one another, yes. Right?
Yes.
That's easy. Well, Pastor Lynn, how can they find you with your businesses and everything? How can people, you know, get in touch with you?
Would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I can be found on Facebook. I live in what we call the DMV, the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, 5 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. And so I am, I'm on Facebook. Lynette Nkechiaza, Lynn Horton. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm the People's Hope. I'm the pastor of the People's Hope Church. So if you're ever in the DC area and we're back in our building, I'd love for you to be my very special guest.
Yes.
We may even sit and have a Pepsi together.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And she's live every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Taka, yes. Where can they find you? Do you have any ministry that you're promoting or?
Well, here's what I do. I do share quite a bit on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you can find me at True Essence, TRUESNCE, mm-hmm. on Instagram. And you will find mm-hmm. a lot of the ministry information that I share. Okay. Now, it duplicates on Facebook for me. I have it set up that way. So you'll see it on Facebook as well. And I'm Taka mm-hmm. Fields. On okay. Facebook. And so just kind of reach out to me if you're interested and just comment on some of the things that I post. So
thank
I'm
you.
Always talking about love and the love of God, because that's the focal point of it all.
I love this show. I feel so much peace. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Taka. Thank you so much for our for today's word. Today, you could be standing next to someone who is trying their best not to fall apart. So whatever you do today, do it with kindness in your heart. Oh my gosh, thank you. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, Max. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Pastor Lynn and Taka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, tune in on all our podcast platforms, and don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching or listening to our show.
Thank you so much. I love you.
A girls. Pleasure.
Bye, Polisha. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you soon. I love her.
Through faith I found love with me.